Josh Maurer and Ken Sommerfeld, Lang Rindle with you here tonight. From American Family Field in Milwaukee, it is a 2-1 A's lead, top of the ninth inning. Shea Langeliers will lead off against Yoel Piamps here in the ninth, and Piamps misses low with a slider. It's 1-0. Pat Murphy discussed Piamps, who was pitching for the first time in a week here. Missed inside of a slider, two balls and no strikes before the game today, and just said, well, primarily, he's not throwing his pitches for strikes. The command is just not there. This ball's hit high and deep to left center field. It is way out of here. Piamps has given up a home run to Shea Langeliers, his fourth of the season. I should say his fifth of the season, and it's 3-1 A's. That was a fastball at 95 on the inner half, and Langeliers hit it a long way, 423 feet. So that'll make it a little tougher in the ninth inning for the Crew. And now here's J.J. Blade. First pitch to Blade, misses low, and it's 1-0. Pitch to Blade. That's hit out to center, but playable for Mitchell. Back into his left, two steps to make the catch. There's one away in the A's ninth. Well, made right here in Wisconsin, Cedar Crest Ice Cream, the hometown favorite, just like Usinger's fine sausage made in Milwaukee, and Pine River's award-winning cheese spreads from Wisconsin's best dairy farms. It doesn't get any better than the hometown favorites that are also best in class. Jacob Wilson is the batter now, and Piamps' first pitch to him is over for a strike, and it's 0-1. Piamps' struggles have meant for him to be essentially removed from leverage types of innings where the team has a lead. 0-1 is a fly ball into shallow center. Sprinting it is Mitchell. He's going to get there in time to make the catch. And there's two down, and that'll get Andujar to the plate. Brewers hope to find spots for Piamps and continue to work with him to get him right, because as Pat Murphy said, you've seen when he is right how dominant he can be. Slider missed inside. It's 1-0. The slider's been such a big pitch for him, and it just doesn't have the same bite right now, and it certainly doesn't land where he wants it to most of the time, it feels like. Misses a little bit low with the fastball. Actually, that's called a strike. Right at the very bottom of the zone, it's 1-1. Pitch. Slider hit on the ground to short. Backhanded by Ortiz. Slings it across to first in time to retire Andujar, and the inning is over. So the leadoff home run, but that's it for the A's. They lead it 3-1 as we go to the bottom of the ninth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Step up to the plate with a true pizza pastime, Ferraro's in Racine. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and all-star lineup sure to satisfy. April's pizza of the month is a springtime smash. The BLT pizza features an olive oil base, light mozzarella, crispy bacon, and it's topped with fresh lettuce, juicy tomato, and a smooth mayo drizzle. Make sure you grab one before it's out of here. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Gear up for a winning experience at Studebaker's Field and Food in Racine. From thirst-quenching drinks to crave-worthy snacks, Studebaker's selection keeps you filled and ready to go every day. Outstanding service makes all the difference, and the team is always ready to deliver. Whether you're shopping in-store or cruising through Studebaker's speedy drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic, swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at Highway 31 in Spring in Racine for the championship combo of selection, service, and convenience.
Step up to the plate for nonstop excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier destination for fun.
Yes!
The vibes are just right in the backyard patio with the area's best live entertainment. Join the action with indoor golf simulators, bago, and volleyball leagues. Prefer to stay inside? Angry Brothers Pub is serving up delicious favorites, including the famous Friday fish fry that everyone's talking about. Then, wash it down with a tasty beverage or a game day drink special. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Your home for local news, timeless hits, and Brewer baseball. 99.9 FM and 1400 AM. WRJN Racine.
You get your podcast.
Well, work to do for the crew, trailing 3-1 as we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Here at American Family Field, the Brewers will face one of the top closers in the game in Mason Miller. Miller is not just a triple-digit fastball guy. He is triple digits plus a couple. And Bryce Durang in the top of the order to start things up. And he starts him off with a slider on the inner half for a strike. It's 0-1. Durang, Churio, and Yelich to face Mason Miller here in the ninth, trailing by two runs. 0-1 is fouled out of play down the left field line and out of play. It's 0-2. Two pitch. Fouled straight back into the net. Stays at 0-2 on Bryce. Miller, that fastball, it'll get up there 100, 101, maybe even 103 on a good day. 0-2. Hit foul and out of play. Third base side. That was 101. 101 about belt high. Miller looking in. 0-2 pitch. Missed outside with a fastball at 102. And it's one ball and two strikes on Bryce Durang. Brewers will have to earn it tonight here in the ninth against one of the most electric arms in the game. 1-2 is fought off foul into the screen above the A's dugout.
You know, normally you'd be like, wow, thankfully somebody other than Severino.
Right.
I don't know if you're thankful to see this guy.
Severino was very good tonight. 8 incredibly strong innings. 1-2 is down and in, and it goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes. But Bryce is putting together a very competitive at bat right now against Miller. This is setting the tone for this inning in a very good way so far. 2-2 pitch. High fly ball, right field. Butler going back into the corner. Butler still pursuing, and Butler will make the catch in the corner on the warning track. Wasn't hit all that well. It got in on Bryce. He pulled it into the right field corner. Did not have anywhere close to home run distance. Butler had to travel a lot of ground to track it down, though, and make the catch for the first out. Now, here's Jackson Churio. Butler almost overran that, and if he had, that would have made this ninth really interesting. First pitch to Jackson is a slider in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. This is a fun matchup here. Miller versus Churio. 0-1. Swing and a miss. And a slider down and away. Jackson was trying to get after a fastball there. And it's 0-2. Miller hasn't given him one yet. O-2 pitch. Yanked the slider down to the dirt. Jackson didn't chase it. And it goes to 1-2. Yelich in the on-deck circle. You just want to get somebody on. Get that tying run to the plate to try and make it interesting here in the ninth. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Chased the slider away. He never got one fastball from Miller in that entire at bat. And now here's Yelich with 2 outs and nobody on. Yelich, hot hot coming into the game, but 0-for-3 so far tonight. Miller's first pitch. Fastball low, and it's 1-0. Brewers led 1-0. He's tied it in the fifth and took the lead in the sixth. Swing and a miss through a slider, and it's 1-1. And then the A's added an insurance run at the top of the ninth. And lead it 3-1 with two outs and nobody on. Miller's 1-1 pitch is a fastball down and in at 102. And it's 2-1. Yelich a strikeout and a couple of groundouts tonight. 2-1. Fouled back and out of play, and it's 2-2. Miller looking in. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Blew a fastball by him at 102. And the A's have evened the series at a game apiece. The A's with a 3-1 win on this Saturday night here in Milwaukee. And we will have a rubber match tomorrow afternoon on Easter Sunday. We're back to tell you about this one after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Brewers ticket plans are still available starting at just under $300. Enjoy Brewers action all summer long and secure savings of up to 35%, plus the best locations and benefits like concessions discounts. Learn more at brewers.com/ticket finder.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Drum roll, please.
Carb Bliss is here with refreshing new flavors.
Introducing their Tropical Bliss Variety Pack. Let the summertime flavors of blood orange, watermelon, raspberry, and grapefruit whisk you away from the winter blues. New flavors, same great Carb Bliss perks. Every handcrafted cocktail still has zero sugar, zero carbs, and just 100 calories. Find the Tropical Bliss Variety Pack in-store wherever Carb Bliss is sold and enjoy your winter passport to paradise. Grab a pack today and discover why Bliss is more with Carb Bliss.
You've taught them, trained them, taken every precaution. But sometimes, despite your best efforts, someone gets hurt on the job. Because they're not perfect. They're people, and they're your people. At least you can keep them happy, healthy, and working with a workers' compensation policy from West Bend. It's how to give every problem a silver lining. West Bend, the worst brings out our best. To find out more, visit thesilverlining.com.
Hey, Gina, did you hear about the draft?
Wayne, there's no draft at Pella.
There's definitely a draft, right, Wildy?
Yeah,
everybody's talking about it.
Pella windows are constructed of the highest quality. No drafts. But Pella should be everyone's number one pick because right now at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, get no interest financing options or free glass upgrades.
So where is the draft?
Coon. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Certain restrictions apply in 4/30/2025.
Nursing students often endure long wait lists, but Concordia University Wisconsin assures entry into their nursing program upon acceptance. Broad exposure prepares CUW students for diverse nursing specialties with hands-on clinical experience in hospitals and other healthcare settings, leading to high job placement rates for graduates. CUW provides a faith-based education with a focus on holistic care. Graduates are prepared to address patients' physical, emotional, and spiritual needs. Your journey awaits at cuw.edu/bucks.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball has been brought to you by Citgo, Miller Lite. It's Miller time. Concordia University of Wisconsin. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's in baseball. It's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance. Menards. Prevea Health. Construction Business Group. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Woodman's Food Market, Hops Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, built for us, Carbless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail, Island Resort and Casino, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Cousin Subs, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, Cedar Crest Ice Cream, Wisconsin Biofuels, Wisconsin Laborers District Council, and the Wisconsin Dental Association. Josh, the Brewers had a lead, But they had a hard time getting much done against Luis Severino tonight.
Yeah, they ran into Severino and then Mason Miller in the ninth. And it was the Athletics pitching that was the story and spoiled a great start otherwise from Chad Patrick. So the series, even at a win apiece, 3-1, the Athletics get the victory by scoring the final three runs. For me, the headline is time of the game, so I'll list that first. This game was pitched and played so well, it took 1 hour and 59 minutes. I can count on one hand in the last, 20 years of my life that I've seen a game where the final time of game started with the number one. Severino gave up all three base runners that the Brewers got in the game. They were just three hits, no walks tonight at all. And he gets his first win as a member of the A's. Improves to 1-3, their big free agent signing this offseason. Chad Patrick takes his first major league loss, despite arguably his best outing. He's 1-1, and Mason Miller, just a dominant ninth, to earn his sixth save in as many opportunities. 30,659 watched it tonight, so the Brewers will have to win tomorrow to win the series and get a winning homestand, Lane.
Brewers have won all their home series so far this year, so that'll be on the line tomorrow as well. Well, we'll be back with you for Easter Sunday tomorrow. On Deck Show, built by Menards, gets underway at 12:35. The game follows at 1:10. Finale of this series, left-hander Jeffrey Springs for the A's. It'll be Logan Henderson making his debut for the Crew. Our producer and engineer has been Kent Sommerfeld. I'm Lynn Grindle, inviting you to stay tuned. Josh Maurer has the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show coming up in just a few moments. Again, the final score here tonight, the Athletics even the series, a 3-1 victory over the Brewers. Have a great rest of your Saturday, everybody. This has been a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network.
There's a winning magic powering up at Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee. This April, prepare for an exciting quest to $300,000 in the Enchanted Spin Slot Tournament. Just conjure your rewards card and play slots to earn drawing entries. Each Thursday, 60 winners will compete for thousands in cash and prizes. Let your journey begin with Enchanted Spins, only at Potawatomi. More info online. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
With all the money you can save on gas when you use the Club Citgo Rewards app, you're good to go. But good to go where? Good to go fly first class?
Hot towel.
Cool. Good to go to the opera. Good to sit ringside at a boxing match. Good to go salsa dancing? Tap dancing? Or polka dancing? Download Citgo's money-saving Club Citgo app today. The easiest way to save money on fuel. Now you're good to go.
Robinhood Gold members can now enjoy the VIP treatment, receiving a 3% IRA match on retirement contributions, a very handsome reward indeed. With Robinhood Gold, your annual IRA contributions are boosted by 3%. Plus, you also get 4% APY on your cash in non-retirement accounts. That's over eight times the national savings average. The perks of the high net worth are now available for any net worth. The new gold standard is here with Robinhood Gold. To receive a 3% IRA boost on annual contributions, sign up at Robinhood.com/gold. Investing involves risk. Rates subject to change. 3% match requires Robinhood Gold at $5 a month for 1 year from first match. Must keep funds in IRA for 5 years. Go to Robinhood.com/boost. Over eight times the national average savings account interest rate claim is based on data from the FDIC as of November 18th, 2024. Robinhood Financial LLC member SIPC. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold LLC.
Sometimes you run into a buzzsaw starting pitcher. Tonight, that was Luis Severino for the Athletics. And they are on a real heater, having a great road trip, having a great road season thus far, as the A's even this series at a win apiece, coming from behind to defeat the Brewers by a final score of 3-1 in 1 hour and 59 minutes. So we welcome you into the Potawatomi Sportsbook post-game show. Get you the recap coming up later on. Scores are going to begin things for us, though. You can reserve your seat at Potawatomi Sportsbook to watch every pick happening in Green Bay from the 24th through the 26th. Enjoy huge screens, food, drinks, and a party in the annex at the Sportsbook. Severino, eight innings. He allowed just three base runners and one run. There were only three hits. There was not a single walk issued by A's pitching in this game. And Chad Patrick, despite a terrific start against this former organization, took his first major league loss. Well, the Brewers have one more game of this homestand, followed by a season-long 10-game road trip. But afterwards, the Brewers' next homestand is brought to you by Visit Milwaukee. It begins Friday, May 2nd against the Cubs. Make it a double play in Milwaukee. Catch a Brewers game and then check out the Milwaukee Film Festival running through May 8th. Learn more at visitmilwaukee.org. Handcrafted, homegrown, world-class. I'm Josh Maurer with you after this 3-1 A's win. The Brewers lose the game to the Cubs in the Central Division standings today as Chicago beat Arizona at Wrigley this afternoon for the second day in a row. 6-2 the final. And unlike Friday when they had to score six in the bottom of the eighth to come from behind, they scored all six of their runs against Zach Gallen in the first two innings. So Chicago now 14-9, two games clear of the Brewers. It was not a good day for the rest of the division. Everybody else lost, and both the Cardinals and the Pirates were shut out by identical 3-0 scores. The Cardinals in New York by the Mets, and Kodai Senga for 5 2/3. The Mets have won the first three games of that series against St. Louis. 3-0 the final. Ditto, same final for Paul Skenes and the Pirates today by the Cleveland Guardians. Ben Lively outpitched Skenes, who went seven innings. Two runs, not anything to sneeze at for Paul Skenes, but it's the Guardians who shut out the Pirates 3-0, and Cleveland's taking the first two games of that series. Pittsburgh now 8-14 on the season. And also on the road, the Reds lose in Baltimore. Camden Yards, their ace Hunter Green, gave up three early homers. Green charged with five runs in three innings. Then it was a 9-5 Baltimore win. Ultimately, Reds have now dropped three of their last four. So a tough day for the Central Division as the Brewers also fall here 3-1. Big rubber match tomorrow to try to get a winning homestand and win another home series. We have a preview of that coming up later. More scores next, though, on the Brewers Radio Network.
Spring is here. Warmer days, fresh air, and the perfect chance to regain your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Live life on your terms. Cruise through the park or be part of the fun at any spring outing with a Golden or Pride power scooter or power chair. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, they offer flexible care credit options and exceptional service to keep you moving. Visit their showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine and start enjoying life again with Easy Mobility Solutions.
Step up to the plate with a true pizza pastime. Ferraro's in Racine. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and all-star lineup sure to satisfy. April's pizza of the month is a springtime smash. The BLT pizza features an olive oil base, light mozzarella, crispy bacon, and it's topped with fresh lettuce, juicy tomato, and a smooth mayo drizzle. Make sure you grab one before it's out of here. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Step up to the plate for nonstop excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier destination for fun.
Yes!
The vibes are just right in the backyard patio with the area's best live entertainment. Join the action with indoor golf simulators, bagel, and volleyball leagues. Prefer to stay inside? Angry Brothers Pub is serving up delicious favorites, including the famous Friday fish fry that everyone's talking about. Then, wash it down with a tasty beverage or a game day drink special. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Hungry for fresh signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has you covered. Grab yours at Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, Christiana's Supermarket on Kearney Avenue, and now Kinsey's Corner Mart, 3425 Kinsey Avenue. Stop by the shop on Washington Avenue for a sandwich fit for a king, hot ham and cheese, meatball sub, and more. Plus, check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com. Fresh, fast, delicious. Lee's Deli, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Your home for local news, timeless hits, and Brewer baseball. 99.9 FM and 1400 AM. WRJN Racine.
Hey.
Athletics score the final three runs. They win the game on homers by Brent Rooker. That was the go-ahead shot in the sixth, and later Shea Langeliers in the ninth. 3-1, the final teams have split the first couple, and Pat Murphy is now visiting with the media. Let's listen in.
We did hit a few balls hard, but didn't punch out. Usually that results in runs, but and we pitched very well. I mean, Chad Patrick had another great outing, six innings, pitched good enough to win, and yeah.
Burke, was it attacking early to count against Severino? Is that part of the game plan?
Yeah. I mean, he's going to be around the plate. We want to stay aggressive. We put some good swings on it, but then, you know, yeah, we didn't, you know, William hit a ball right to the fence. Churio smoked the ball to right field. Terang hit two balls hard. You know, Frelick, I guess he didn't really hit that too hard, but Mitchell had a great night, a couple hard contacts. We just missed a couple other ones, but, yeah, the guy's a veteran. They paid him, I don't know how much they paid him this year. A lot of money?
It was a record deal for him, yeah, since he's
67. All right, well, that's why they did, because he's good.
Is Chad Patrick gaining more confidence? Maybe get into
I would think so. That's a good, really good lineup, and he pitched really, really well. He pitched out of a jam, and yeah, I thought he was spot on tonight. He pitched well enough to win.
Pat Murphy taking questions from the media following a 3-1 loss to the Athletics. Time now for the home run distance recap. The longest home run this season for a Brewer was Christian Yelich at Coors Field last road trip, 465 estimated feet. Home run distance brought to you by SVA, celebrating 50 years of serving people better by providing clients with measurable results. After the Brewers play the rubber match against the A's tomorrow, they're going to play four games against the San Francisco Giants. Giants are just about to get underway in a game in the Angels, at the Angels. Landon Roop and Kyle Hendricks, the pitching matchup. Giants have been very good this season as we start to acclimate you with them under Bob Melvin. But they have lost their last couple of games, dropped the opener of the series against the Halos last night. But they're still 13-7, third in the NL West. That's how good that division is, behind the Padres and the Dodgers. But Giants off to a great start with Willy Adames. Game two of that series against the Angels just about to get underway. And also earlier today, it was a great win for the Rangers against the Dodgers. 4-3, Adolis Garcia, walk-off two-run home run in the bottom of the ninth against LA's Kirby Yates. Snapped the Dodgers' four-game winning streak. 4-3, the Rangers, who are 10-2 at home this season for Bruce Bochy. For every Milwaukee home run all season, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin donates $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee. So far this season, OAW's donated $2,100 thanks to 21 homers. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. 3-1 in a pitcher's duel. The A's get the win to even the series, and we'll tell you how they did it after this on the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show on the Brewers Radio Network.
Spring has arrived, and so have the sweet smell of fresh cream pies at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Indulge in flavors that taste like sunshine, banana cream, coconut cream, lemon meringue, and key lime. Perfect for Easter, family gatherings, or just treating yourself. Don't wait until these springtime favorites sell out fast. Call or stop in today to place your order and guarantee yourself some heavenly happiness. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Spring is here. Warmer days, fresh air, and the perfect chance to regain your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Live life on your terms. Cruise through the park or be part of the fun at any spring outing with a Golden or Pride power scooter or power chair. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, they offer flexible care credit options and exceptional service to keep you moving. Visit their showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine and start enjoying life again with Easy Mobility Solutions.
Gear up for a winning experience at Studebaker's Field and Food in Racine. From thirst-quenching drinks to crave-worthy snacks, Studebaker's selection keeps you fueled and ready to go every day. Outstanding service makes all the difference, and the team is always ready to deliver. Whether you're shopping in-store or cruising through Studebaker's speedy drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic, swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at Highway 31 in Spring in Racine for the championship combo of selection, service, and convenience.
Step up to the plate with a true pizza pastime, Ferraro's in Racine. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and all-star lineup sure to satisfy. April's pizza of the month is a springtime smash. The BLT pizza features an olive oil base, light mozzarella, crispy bacon, and it's topped with fresh lettuce, juicy tomato, and a smooth mayo drizzle. Make sure you grab one before it's out of here. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Your home for local news, timeless hits, and Brewer baseball. 99.9 FM and 1400 AM. WRJN Racine.
3-1 A's over the Brewers, evening the series at one win apiece. We'll have a Sunday rubber match coming up, and the Brewers will have Logan Henderson, a rookie, make his major league debut as the starting pitcher for that one on Easter Sunday tomorrow. We got a preview of that coming up. Just a few moments on the Potawatomi Sportsbook post-game show. Reserve your seat at Potawatomi to watch every pick happening in Green Bay from the 24th through the 26th. Enjoy huge screens, food, drinks, and a party in the annex at the Sportsbook. But first, let's get you some highlights. Presented by Prevea Health, led by passionate and accomplished doctors who always focus on you. Prevea Health, doctor-led, specializing in you. Well, as Pat Murphy was just talking about, Luis Severino got paid a lot of free agent dollars for a reason to go over to the Athletics in this past offseason from the Mets. It's because he's a really good veteran pitcher, back healthy the last couple of years. So you knew runs could be tough to come by tonight for the crew. And they turned to Chad Patrick in his fourth major league start on six full days of rest. Patrick was very good early. In fact, getting a strike him out, throw him out, double play to end the first. Stranding a runner at second in the second inning. And then in the third, a double play ended the frame. It was still scoreless when Garrett Mitchell became the first Brewers base runner, leading off the bottom of the third with a double. Joey Ortiz advanced him to third with a ground out. And then Caleb Durbin came up with the infield in his second major league game. 1-2 pitch, hit on the ground, past the mound at the shortstop, and it's going to be played by Wilson, and his only out is at first. Scoring is Mitchell. He belly flops into the plate, and Caleb Durbin has his first major league run batted in. He did put a ball in play, hit it softly enough they couldn't come home. It's 1-0 crew.
He's checking off all the boxes, isn't he?
Yeah, he has these last couple of nights as Caleb Durbin. Just coming up to the major leagues for the first time. That's all the Brewers would get that inning, and that's all the Brewers would get all night. Severino would make it through eight innings ultimately. The A's finally got to Patrick, and they tied the game in the fifth with three straight hits to begin the frame. Single, single, RBI double, Miguel Andujar, and it was 1-1. And after that Andujar double, it was still runners on second and third with nobody out. But that's when Patrick got tough. Toughest that we saw him all night. Infield came in. He struck out Gio Urshela. Infield still in. He struck out Max Muncy. And then to the plate, Lawrence Butler.
Work to do here, though, against a dangerous hitter. First pitch swinging. Popped it up. Into right field. Terang way out there. And now being called off by Frelick, who makes the catch in fair territory. And the inning is over. Chad Patrick works his magic. Gives up the one run, but nothing more.
It was a great job to get out of that. But the very next batter he faced was a leadoff home run in the sixth by Brent Rooker. And ultimately the go-ahead shot from one of the best sluggers in the American League. Just over the outstretched glove of Garrett Mitchell in the left center field gap. The home run would win the game. They would later get a home run from Shea Langeliers against Yoel Piamps leading off the ninth. But again, it was the Athletics pitching that was the story. Severino, eight innings, just three base runners in the one run. And Mason Miller, I think, for my money, if not the best closer in the game, maybe one of the top three. And he retired the side in order to punctuate a 3-1 win for the A's. Winner gets the series tomorrow afternoon on Easter Sunday. And we'll come back to preview it for you after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Spring has arrived, and so have the sweet smell of fresh cream pies at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Indulge in flavors that taste like sunshine, banana cream, coconut cream, lemon meringue, and key lime. Perfect for Easter, family gatherings, or just treating yourself. Don't wait until these springtime favorites sell out fast. Call or stop in today to place your order and guarantee yourself some heavenly happiness. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Step up to the plate for nonstop excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier destination for fun.
Yes!
The vibes are just right in the backyard patio with the area's best live entertainment. Join the action with indoor golf simulators, bago, and volleyball leagues. Prefer to stay inside? Angry Brothers Pub is serving up delicious favorites, including the famous Friday fish fry that everyone's talking about. Then, wash it down with a tasty beverage or a game day drink special. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Gear up for a winning experience at Studebaker's Field and Food in Racine. From thirst-quenching drinks to crave-worthy snacks, Studebaker's selection keeps you filled and ready to go every day. Outstanding service makes all the difference, and the team is always ready to deliver. Whether you're shopping in-store or cruising through Studebaker's speedy drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic, swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at Highway 31 in Spring in Racine for the championship combo of selection, service, and convenience.
Hungry for fresh signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has you covered. Grab yours at Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, Christiana's Supermarket on Kearney Avenue, and now Kinsey's Corner Mart, 3425 Kinsey Avenue. Stop by the shop on Washington Avenue for a sandwich fit for a king, hot ham and cheese, meatball sub, and more. Plus, check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com. Fresh, fast, delicious. Lee's Deli, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Your home for local news, timeless hits, and Brewer baseball. 99.9 FM and 1400 AM. WRJN Racine.
The A's are having a great road trip. They swept the White Sox before they got to Milwaukee. They now have split the first couple of games after a 3-1 win tonight here at American Family Field. So if they can win tomorrow, they'll end up going 5-1 on the trip here to the Midwest. For manager Mark Kotze, that'd be a really nice mid-April road trip. Brewers hope to get a 4-2 homestand. They'll accomplish that if they win tomorrow. We're back in the Pottawatomie Sportsbook post-game show. The crew pitching tonight. Crew pitching had 9 ortho ASAP strikeouts. Chad Patrick, very good. He had 7 of those in his 6 innings. Start healing faster with ortho ASAP. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. We're on the air tomorrow, Easter Sunday at 12:35 with the On Deck Show built by Menards. First pitch, 1:10. Jeffrey Springs, another one of the big offseason acquisitions for the A's, is going to get the ball. He's a tough left-hander, so you figure runs could be hard to come by again tomorrow for the Brewers, and so they'll be relying on Logan Henderson. You ever heard of him? He's a rookie, a former draft choice by the Brewers, and he's just gotten called up earlier this homestand. Hasn't pitched yet. This will be his major league debut as he makes the start tomorrow. Logan Henderson, rated currently the number 12 prospect in the organization. Until then, I'm Josh Maurer. For Lane Grindle and our producer-engineer Ken Sommerfeld. Once again, the final tonight in 1 hour and 59 minutes. It was the Athletics 3 and Milwaukee 1. You've been listening to a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network. Have a great rest of your Saturday night, everybody.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Yeah.
love before. Got mad and closed the door. But you said, child, just once more. I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. The others were untrue. Cause you came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my
News and Timeless Hits. WRJN.
Spring is here. Warmer days, fresh air, and the perfect chance to regain your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Live life on your terms. Cruise through the park or be part of the fun at any spring outing with a Golden or Pride power scooter or power chair. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, they offer flexible care credit options and exceptional service to keep you moving. Visit their showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine and start enjoying life again with Easy Mobility Solutions.
Step up to the plate with a true pizza pastime, Ferraro's in Racine. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and all-star lineup sure to satisfy. April's pizza of the month is a springtime smash. The BLT pizza features an olive oil base, light mozzarella, crispy bacon, and it's topped with fresh lettuce, juicy tomato, and a smooth mayo drizzle. Make sure you grab one before it's out of here. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Step up to the plate for nonstop excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier destination for fun.
Yes!
The vibes are just right in the backyard patio with the area's best live entertainment. Join the action with indoor golf simulators, bagel, and volleyball leagues. Prefer to stay inside? Angry Brothers Pub is serving up delicious favorites, including the famous Friday fish fry that everyone's talking about. Then, wash it down with a tasty beverage or a game day drink special. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Hungry for fresh signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has you covered. Grab yours at Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, Christiana's Supermarket on Kearney Avenue, and now Kinsey's Corner Mart, 3425 Kinsey Avenue. Stop by the shop on Washington Avenue for a sandwich fit for a king, hot ham and cheese, meatball sub, and more. Plus, check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com. Fresh, fast, delicious. Lee's Deli, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Your home for local news, timeless hits, and Brewer baseball. 99.9 FM and 1400 AM. WRJN Racine.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft.
But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
I was born in a cloud.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. In the jungle, the quiet jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. Near the village, the peaceful village, the lion sleeps tonight. Near the village, the quiet village, the lion sleeps tonight.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch. In these hours before Easter, a surprise visit by the Pope.
Papa.
Pope Francis made his way to St. Peter's Basilica today. He's still recovering from pneumonia, but says he hopes to celebrate Easter Mass in Jerusalem. Christians gathered for a centuries-old ceremony known as the Holy Fire, in which candles are shared among the faithful. And in Los Angeles... the blessing of the animals took place as it has since 1930. A holiday truce, CBS's Jerika Duncan explains.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is calling for a temporary Easter ceasefire with Ukraine. We saw the word.